want to get your take a little bit on NSAA. Have met a couple of times, I think, over the last couple of weeks with new rules and what to expect for the winter sports season as far as wrestling concerned, state tournaments, stuff like that. What's your take? It's not going to be your normal wrestling season, that for sure is, but I know you're following everything what's going on, aren't you?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be different this year, just like everything else has with 2020. I've had lots of people coming up and asking me about wrestling and if there's going to be a wrestling season and how it's going to look if there is a season. And there will be a wrestling season. We do not have to wear masks when we wrestle. I've had that question a lot right now. And as of right now, we don't have to wear masks. And the NSAA wrestling director has said that it's actually not healthy for wrestlers to be wearing masks while they wrestle. And so I'll answer that question right there. As far as the season goes, it's going to look different. They came out with some suggestions on how to conduct the season and how many teams to have competing at one time. And in the past, we would go to tournaments where there'd be 16, 17 plus teams in one gym at one time. And of course, they came out and said that probably wasn't the best idea with the situation that we have going on right now. And so they suggest that you have no tournament with more than 8 teams in the gym at one time. And so some of these tournaments that we traditionally go to, they're going to split their tournaments into 2 days. And instead of having one big tournament, a lot of these tournaments are going to be two smaller tournaments on two separate days, where half of the teams will compete against each other on one day and the other half of the teams will compete against each other on another day. I know COSAD is doing that to start off our season. Instead of going on Saturday like we normally do, we're going to be competing on Friday. And instead of it being an individual tournament, it's going to be a dual tournament. So wrestlers can still have an opportunity to get their maximum amount of matches in one day, which is 5. So it won't hurt the wrestlers there. Some guidelines that most of the schools are implementing is all of the fans and wrestlers and coaches, when they're in the gym, will have to wear a mask at all times. I think a lot of places are limiting the number of fans that they can have in the gym. The wrestlers will have to wear a mask when they're in the gym, but when they're competing or warming up, that's when they can take their mask off. There's been a few changes to our schedule because of that, because of the limiting numbers of teams in tournaments. Further down the line with our season, another thing that's going to look different is districts. No longer will districts be a two-day tournament in one location. They split up the districts over 2 weeks. We now will have a sub-district and a district. February 6th is when sub-districts will be for us. It's half of the teams from your district. 6 of the teams in our district will compete in a sub-district, and the top 4 wrestlers in each weight class at that sub-district will then qualify for the following Saturday at another location for the actual district. So you'll have an 8-man bracket at districts, and that'll be held on one day, and the top 4 wrestlers at each weight class, just like in years past, will qualify for the state tournament the following week, which also is different this year for us. No longer will it be over 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They've split the state tournament up as well, and classes A and D will wrestle on Wednesday and Thursday in Omaha at the CHI Center. And then us, class B and C, we will wrestle on Friday and Saturday in Omaha. And so instead of it being a three-day tournament, it'll be a two-day tournament, and most of our sessions at the state tournament will be just class B. And so there'll be a lot of room in that arena with just one class there, so fans and wrestlers will have no problem socially distancing themselves at the state tournament. And so, you know, there's a few other, you know, minor changes to wrestling this year with weighing in and things like that because of the coronavirus. Nothing too major, but you know, these are changes that we're willing to follow if that's what it means to have a wrestling season. You know, the good thing about wrestling though is with, you know, sanitary and sanitization with your sport, you know, a lot of other sports had to change a lot of things, but wrestling's always, you know, been at the top of, you know, sanitizing mats and keeping areas clean just because of all the other stuff that we have to go through, you know, with skin checks and things like that. The sanitization side of it isn't a big change for wrestling. A lot of that stuff we've already been doing in years past, and so that stuff won't be a big deal.
And you know darn well that you're going to have some cases. I mean, it's going on right now. It's gone on through all the entire fall sports season. There's going to be cases out there where you aren't, you know, there's going to be some meets or you're not going to have some of your kids, and you face up with other teams in dual situations. They're not going to have some of their best kids, and that's going to happen.
Yeah, you know, that's just something that you got to, you know, roll with the punches. We saw that this fall with, you know, the fall sports. Some weeks you would have kids and other weeks you wouldn't. And some weeks, you know, teams could compete and other weeks teams couldn't. I think what's good about wrestling is, you know, say a tournament gets canceled, we should have the opportunity to try to find possibly another tournament to get into if we are still able to compete. And so, you know, hopefully we won't have to, you know, forfeit too many opportunities. We might have to make changes to our schedules or find, you know, alternative dates to have duels and things like that. But, you know, I feel pretty positive, you know, going into the season. You know, I think, you know, the other good thing about wrestling is you compete as an individual. So, you know, if, you know, one or two of your guys can't compete on a certain week, you know, you don't have to hopefully forfeit your entire team. You know, hopefully the guys that aren't infected will be able to compete. And, you know, it's going to be different. It'll be a year to remember for sure, just like everything else has been up to this point. But we're just happy that, you know, we're getting the opportunity to compete because, you know, we got a good handful of seniors that, you know, they're expecting to do great things this year. And we want to make sure that we give them every opportunity to, you know, finish out their high school wrestling career on the right note and not have it cut short. So hopefully we get the entire season in and it looks as normal as possible.
And I'm sure a lot of those kids are biting at the bit to get to practice and get on the mats here in this next week or so. And as you said, from top to bottom, your lightweights, your heavyweights, you've got some experience back this year, don't you?
Yeah, we you know, that's the other thing is we feel pretty good about this season with the team that we have. And one thing I didn't mention is they canceled the state dual tournament this year because the weekend that the state dual tournament normally is going to be the weekend of sub-districts. And unfortunately for us, you know, we felt like we were going to have a pretty solid dual team this year, you know, maybe even better than what we've had the last couple of years. And, you know, we were thinking that, you know, that this would be a good year for us to possibly qualify for the state dual tournament, but that's not going to happen. And so we just have to go out there and try to win as many duels as we can throughout the season and show everybody what we're capable of. But, you know, we got, you know, five seniors on the team this year. You know, four of the five have been to the state tournament at some point in their season or in their career. Alec Langan, you know, he's a returning two-time state medalist. I know he's got high expectations for himself this year, you know, coming so close to being in the state finals last year. We got several underclassmen that'll be stepping up to varsity this year, or they've been in the varsity lineup in years past. We're hopefully going to have our numbers up a little bit this year. I'm expecting to have, you know, numbers in the low 20s, which is up from last year. The last couple of weeks, we've had, you know, a number of guys coming in and conditioning after school, and they can't wait to get on the mat and start challenging themselves next Monday on November 16th, and we'll get the ball rolling then.